Columbus, Ohio.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Beers with the Brewers here at Land Grant Brewing Company. I'm your host, Hajir Karimi, and I'm joined by a lovely panel today. We got Walt Keyes.
That's me.
We've got Ron Jorgensen here.
Happy to be here.
And we've got Eric Hafner.
Howdy, howdy.
As well.
We're doing Beers with the Brewers without brewers today.
And no brewers.
That's true.
No brewers. So.
Dan the man sailed his ship over to Old Gay Paris. He's in Paris. And so
he's eating baguettes. He's drinking wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jumped the ship and swam to Paris.
Just swam right across the ocean.
The members of this podcast have really been trotting the globe lately. I went to Mexico City. You went to Tokyo, Japan.
Ron went to Lancaster.
I did go to Lancaster.
Ron was at the Lancaster Brew Fest for all 3 or 4 weeks. And now Dan's he's living that continental life in Europe.
That transatlantic life, you know.
Do you think he's listening to us right now?
No. Can almost guarantee it.
He might be, though.
You think that, I don't know how long Dan's going to be over there, but do you think like
about
on his flight home he'll listen to this?
I certainly would if I was
him. Yeah,
he'd never admit it, but he would.
He wants to see, see what he missed. This is the highlight of his week. He knows it.
Well, I don't know. I've listening in on the audio and recording it or editing it and hearing Dan's response to Bobby's diatribe on the vibability scale.
He hates it.
I don't know how excited he is anymore about this podcast.
He's just good at hiding.
We won't speak for Dan. We hope he's having fun over in Paris.
I'm sure he's having a blast.
We will have him back next week or the week after. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's coming back this week. So
okay, cool.
He should be back.
All right.
But that being said, we're still going to drink some beer. We're drinking Meet Me in the Beer Garden today. It's our new IPA offering for Q2. Very, very good. Get notes of pineapple, tangerine, tropical flavors. Comes in at 6.8% ABV with an IBU of 45. And actually, Eric, did you want to kind of give us a rundown on what we're tasting?
Yeah, I was going to adopt my best Dan here and get my monotone right. And
get it right, get it tight.
Energy, do you want to say an ahoy?
Say ahoy.
All right, ahoy. Let me talk to you about what's going on and Meet Me in the Beer Garden, our newest and latest IPA that you can get at the Land Grant Brewing Company in Franklinton, Ohio. The hops in this tasty beverage include none other than El Dorado, citrus, stone fruit, and tropical woody character notes. And that hop, Azaka, it's got its own citrus berry pine. Yucanut Cryo and Azaka Cryo are both in this beverage. And then you might also be able to taste some Simcoe hops as well, which give it a nice citrus, grapefruity, again, tropical woody tones in this hop too.
The Simcoe kind of pumps it up a little bit, I think.
You know, I actually was waiting to take my first sip of this beer after I went through this rundown and we could talk about our vibability scale for it. But I'm holding on to a Mosaico, which I think you guys talked about last week as my first beer for the day.
What a legend.
So I'm double fisting it for this podcast.
Double dipping.
Let's see. The pills, the malts. What's in here? We got Pilsner malt in here? Dang.
Yes,
Dan. Dan's going nuts.
Real quick, malt. I don't know if you read it off or not. But I do have the wrong three letters on our notes.
Oh, shoot.
Three words.
You got the wrong IBUs?
Probably. The ABV is correct. We were talking about Mosaico last week, which had that pineapple, tangerine, tropical.
I did read that off.
That's okay.
I do find that there is a touch of pineapple still in this.
But
so you're saying that these are the hops
here
from
you
Mosaico?
Go. Here you go.
Okay.
They're not so different. Because this beer also has flavor of peach gummies. So pineapple and tangerine and tropical kind of apply to this beer, but we've got peach gummies there on the can in place of
very specific
tropical. But that was Dan's adjustment. He's like, this beer tastes like peach rings, like you get it at like the convenience store.
The
and
dollar
I,
store,
I
yeah.
Totally
I
picked
peach.
That up.
Brax peach gummies.
Yeah,
is that what we're talking about?
Brax. You say Brax?
I don't know. I'm from the Northeast. What can I do?
the
all right, Eric, continue.
Yeah, no. Please, this is all fascinating stuff. I'm glad that we got that sorted out. The yeast.
It's fascinating.
Talk to me about yeast.
Yeah, the yeast in this is the British Ale the Third. I hope I said that right.
Please say that.
British Ale.
Brit Ale 3.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Yep. And so it's Chris.
Son of Brit Ale 2.
We got a visual, a yellow color with a little bit of a white bubbly head there. Yeah, grapefruit, pine aromas. Let's take our sips here. I think it's like a medium mouthfeel and volume there.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty good.
I'd say medium low.
Medium low?
Low ABV.
Well,
or low alcohol, I should say, not ABV. But
carbonation, I think, is about medium on this guy, as per our notes and my tongue. What do you guys think of this?
I think it's great. Like I said, I do get that peach ring, that candied peach flavor a lot, and I also get a lot of pine. It's got a pininess to it that I like quite a bit.
Some resin. Some resinous qualities.
Yeah, and I don't think would confuse this for like a hazy or sort of quote-unquote modern IPA.
Like a dank IPA per se.
Well, no, more of that it's got a bite to it. It's got a bitterness to it that it's evocative of more of like a classic craft beer IPA, West Coast IPA, American IPA, whatever you want to call it.
When I think like dank hazy, I think of like the hoof-hearted stuff, like real juicy, hazy, dank.
Yeah, but
that's what I think of.
Yeah.
I just think of weed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I think of dank as like a sort of specific flavor of that resin bomb, but sure.
So if our beer garden was growing fruit in its garden, would it be peach ring fruit? This is a
peaches, maybe.
I'm sorry, peaches what?
Peaches,
yeah.
Peach ring.
But it'd be cool if it was like peach ring, like a Willy Wonka situation.
If we could grow candy on trees, I would be in heaven.
It'd be sick.
We'd be rich, awesome. Probably.
I don't think we'd be opening a brewery.
Yeah, we grew the candy forest outside, so come on down.
Yeah, no, I feel this beer came out like in the same week as Mosaico. They have similar color. You probably couldn't distinguish them based off look, but they taste so much different. I wonder if there's a lot of similarities in the brewing process. I'm sure it's the same. I wasn't on last week's episode, but I'm sure it was like the same yeast strain, same sort of.
Pretty much. There's some similar hops in there as well.
Yeah, but the tastes are so distinguished.
We've been running with that Brit Ale yeast for a minute, and it's really nice.
Still alive and kicking?
Yep.
Yeah, they both have that. They both obviously have Simcoe, which kind of drives this both beers, I think. But we got Equinot and Azaka in here instead of the Mosaic and Eldorado. So it's got a little bit maybe of a more complex hop profile than Mosaico does. But obviously, being a single IPA instead of a double, you're not getting that alcohol.
Yeah, I think it would be more
punch
apt
to it either
to compare it to maybe Hoptix, which was our Q1 IPA, which is immediately what I think of, like when I started drinking it. Like, okay, I'm going to compare it to that, and I think it's a little bit better. I wasn't a huge fan of Hoptix, not to say that it wasn't good.
I think that's what you're saying, man. No. You're throwing some shade on Hoptix there.
I swear. But no, I do like this one a lot. When we did sensory on it, I enjoyed it. And I didn't have another one until like this past weekend. I took a 6-pack home. And the first one I cracked, it was like pineapple tropical smoothie, like right in my face. And I really enjoyed that. And I guess we'll get to crushability later, but it was pretty crushable.
I mean, we could get to it now if you want.
Well, this is a great segue.
I mean, we can do
it. Ron
says
it was pretty crushable, so. Well, you got 6? We going 6, 5?
How crushable is it?
I crushed 5 out of the 6-pack that I had.
Responsibly.
However, I gave the 6th away, so.
But you would have probably drank it.
I could have.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a 6 crusher.
I think it's a 6. The 6.8 ABV is a little deceptive. It doesn't drink like 6.8 ABV, in my mind.
Low alcohol linger.
Yes.
I would say.
Yeah. Quite refreshing, too.
Yep. I'm going with a gentleman's 3 on this one.
Oh, wow.
It's a little sweet for my taste.
Very responsible.
Yeah.
I like that.
But it is, I mean, it definitely goes down easy. But again, I think I like a little bit more of that. I want a little bit more resin, a little less fruit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Waldy?
I also took some of this home last weekend and crushed it responsibly. Watched the Masters, had some of these.
This is exactly what I did.
I'm gonna go with a 5.
And, you know, just to round it out, I think I'm going to go with a 4.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. This has been a while since we've had some such a thing.
Shall we average?
Average that? Yeah.
It's going to be 18.
Yeah, let's get the average.
Right?
Run the numbers, Ron.
3 plus 4 is 7.
It's 13.5, right?
That's not right.
That can't be right.
Math and
divided
by 4.
Divided
by 4. No,
you went
6.
I went 5. That's 11. He went 3 plus 4.
So it's 18.
18 divided by 4.
Plus 3.
Plus 3.
Plus 6.
Plus 6 is 18 divided by 4.
It's 4.5.
I don't know how I got
there. There's no way it could have been over 6.
I think we got to round that up to a 5, though. There's no half beers here.
It's a 13.
Yeah, based on my calculations, we're coming in at 13 crushing.
Okay, and that's what Ron.
You know what? I had it set on vibability.
Oh,
that makes sense.
It was the conversion.
Your Apple iPhone calculator was set to vibeability.
Set it to the vibe. Uh-huh. So, I like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, makes
apologies.
Sense.
But yes, the official crushability is 4 or 4.5.
Which has to be five because you can't drink half a beer.
Right.
True.
Yeah. So we round that up to 5, mm-hmm. the bylaws of this podcast.
Yep. And
fair enough.
Yes. Yeah. Which we went over last week.
Yeah, you can't crush half a beer.
No.
And you're not crushing it.
You can vibe half anti-crush. A beer, I think, based on whatever the hell we were talking about.
What
last
is
week.
The vibability? Is 13.5 can't be the vibability.
Bobby needs to write down what the vibability is.
No,
I kind of like that it's like amicable and you can't really define it. But
it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's what it is.
No, 13.5 would be
low. I think to define a vibe is to take away
that's
the
a
vibe.
Low vibe.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Bobby about this because he seems to think that you can define it and should define it.
That's a one vibability for me, that attitude.
I give this I give it like an 83.5% vibability because vibability is not a percentage scale.
Wasn't it out of like 94 though?
Yeah, 94 is the highest possible vibability. Yeah.
So
rating.
You gave it an 84?
83.5.
And according to
we'll round it up to 84, I guess.
Yeah.
But you can vibe on 0.5%.
I will say the vibability, which I'm not a huge fan of the concept, was high on this beer because I did exactly what Walt was doing, and I sat down and watched the Masters.
And you vibed with it.
And I did. Yeah. I was vibing.
And you were watching the golf shots.
I was watching the golf. Yep. Although Scottie Scheffler won, who I despise.
Hate him?
I despise.
Yeah, Scheffler.
Oh. He's so boring.
I don't know anything about
I'm impressed with most of those golfers making golf shots like that. That's cool.
I'm mostly watching for the ambient noise.
What about Neil Shipley?
Good commercials.
OSU. OSU guy.
Yeah.
Amateur.
I liked him.
Yeah.
So
Neil Shipley, come on down. We'll buy you a beer.
Come on down.
Is that his name? Neil Shipley.
Neil Shipley. Yeah. He's
Tiger debuted Sunday Red. Yeah. The brand. Did you guys see that?
I saw that. Brand. I didn't love it.
Really?
No, nah, the little
tiger
symbol. Not cool.
A little on the nose.
Not cool. I can take it or leave it. Yeah.
He's really showing his age with that one.
Tell you how he showed his age as he took off his hat and he was like bald. Yeah.
Was like, sweating profusely.
Oh, shit.
Shiny. All right, so what we got? Viability. Ron, what did you say for viability?
I thought it was pretty high, so I'm going to go with an 86, which is high for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
86. Yeah, I feel like Kevin Rules is not my vibe, but that being said.
Well,
so go on.
Yeah. I'm going to put this one at, say, 64%.
Okay.
Wow.
64%.
I like that. Over half.
Eric hates it.
Still don't understand this. Still don't understand it. Because according to Bobby, the faster you drink it, the lower the vibability.
That's not true.
Because you're not vibing
not
with
true.
It as much.
You can vibe with it a lot and be like, this is fucking good. I'm drinking the whole thing like in a minute. Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Give me another.
And I won't acknowledge it. I say a 78.
78. Okay.
Yeah,
I like that number.
Yeah, okay,
good
like
score.
That.
What nice does it mean? Number. I don't know.
Good year.
Yeah. Good answer, right. Steve. Good answer, Steve.
Yeah, we'll get I'm sure our listeners would love this, but maybe we have a whole episode dedicated to
vibability.
Just like
vibes.
Sussing out what the vibability rating means.
I think
that's a good beer name. Oh. We should just have a beer called Vibability.
Hello.
Yeah, there he is.
I think that would potentially lose our last listener.
Would that be
listener.
That would be the final nail in the Beers with the Brewers coffin?
Alice Keys is done.
Yeah, Walt's mom is no longer out listening.
Is anyone out there?
She would call me to let me know that she's officially unsubscribed.
Yeah, we're done here.
Shut it down.
Anyways.
We have John Taffer come shut down the podcast.
Johnny T.
What else are we...
We didn't get any questions this year.
No.
Or this week.
Do we want to talk about brand name and label design?
No, we didn't talk about that.
Let's discuss that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's called Meet Me in the Beer Garden. Obviously, we're quite proud of our beer garden here at Land Grant Brewing Company. We did some t-shirts last year that said Meet Me in the Beer Garden, and that kind of like... So we have the, you know, we have the beer Winter Garden, the IPA, and we kind of talked about this last week with Mosaico, like going in to the year kind of wanting, like, knowing we were going to do these sort of quarterly IPAs and double IPAs and giving them like sort of a through line with the names. So doing the cryptid thing for the doubles, and then Winter Garden was a beer everyone really liked and did well for us. So looking at that, I was like, you know, so much of what we do here is like experience based and getting people here to see what's happening, whether it's events or, you know, trivia or music or eclipses or whatever it is. So much of like what we get really excited about is just being able to bring people in, drink our beer and experience Land Grant down here in Franklinton. So with that in mind, kind of had the idea of like taking these IPAs and sort of branding them around the place itself. So Meet Me in the Beer Garden isn't, I guess, the first. I guess Winter Garden last year was kind of the first, but this is the first of this sort of new like plan for these. And then there will be another one in mid-summer. I think it's going to drop in like July or something. And then there will be Winter Garden returning in the winter.
So three total then for the year, right?
Yep.
Okay.
For this year, there will probably be, and like where we had Hoptics last year,
will be another,
which were like came out in like January, would in theory be a fourth.
I see.
So, but that would be probably 2025. That would come out.
Cool.
So.
And the aesthetic, I think, for the labels.
Unless people hate this, and then they'll just do something different next year.
But am I wrong to say that the artwork for like Mosaico and now Meet Me in the Beer Garden is like we're changing the look and the feel of our artwork, right?
Not really. I mean, it's something I've always kind of done. Like it's like if you look over like the massive label, like the illustration style is just something I've used a lot through the years. We did change the template of our can, so maybe that's
what I'm thinking of. It's like just the feels
way
a little different.
Yeah, the way it lays out. But I don't think it's a huge departure from our previous templates and the way we looked at things.
I will say I do like the color scheme that you chose for the label on this one.
And that was like I was kind of struggling with that, and then Dan's like peach ring, so I'm like, oh, okay.
Huh.
So I pulled that like sort of like salmon light peach orange color.
It reminds
that idea.
It reminds
a very like Florida.
Florida like floral. Like
Del Boca Vista. You know, not the beer, but you know,
the place.
Yeah.
The lifestyle.
Exactly.
It reminds me a lot, maybe this is a little deep, of like a Monet painting. Like I feel like that he used a lot of those colors.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, it went like very like sort of pastel with
it. Saturday afternoon, drop in springtime.
I think that might be what I'm thinking of.
I could totally see that.
But I will say, like, when I brought it home, my girlfriend saw it and she was like, "What was that beer you brought home? It's a really pretty can." And I just think it was like it catches eye really well. So,
yeah,
it's a beautiful can. Well,
yes, you've outdone yourself.
Well
once again.
Done,
beautiful cans.
Well done.
Yeah,
do what I can here. No pun
I will
intended.
Say I do like the homage to the beer garden because that is like that's speaking of vibeability. Like,
yeah,
the beer garden is a vibe.
High vibeability.
You haven't been down.
Yeah.
Please come check it out.
93.
Max vibability.
100%. 93 is 100% on the vibe.
No, 94.
Oh, 94.
Yeah.
So you're giving it just under.
Just under.
I give it a 94.
Just under.
Okay.
Give it a 1,000.
Just under.
Just, well, you know.
Blow it out of the
that's
water.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, and I would say in the past, you know, four or five years since it's opened, you know, I think that's like, I think if you ask most people, you know, when they think of Land Grant, the place, you know, people that have been here and experienced it, if you ask them, like, what's the first thing you think about when we say, what, you know, think about the place Land Grant, you know, I think pretty much everyone would say the beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's definitely, like, you know, for better or worse, it's taken hold as, like, the main spot here. And so, like, when we're, when it's nice out, it really gets bumping out there.
It slaps.
And
it's got a little facelift recently too. We did some painting on the tables, and the rainbow truck is all.
I do like every summer.
Umbrellas are back up.
Yeah, every summer, like, it gets like a, it becomes bright and shiny again.
Yeah,
because we.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you guys did
everything.
Paint the truck. It's popping.
You can see it from here.
Oh shit, you did paint the truck.
Because, like, it gets so glum from, like, winter garden over to beer garden, but now it's all bright and shiny.
Everything, you know, bursts forth in the spring.
Spring forward,
fresh garden.
Yeah, spring has sprung. It's on.
April showers bring May flowers.
The mosaicos are running about.
Yeah. Don't blink.
Gotta catch them. Gotta catch them all.
Don't blink. You'll miss them. Yeah.
Sneaky boys.
Cool. I did write down, speaking of the beer garden, you know, I wrote down a question.
Mm.
You know, we have a lot of fun games out there. We've got, you know, not Papa Shot. We've got arcade-style basketball. We've got cornhole.
Pickleball.
We've got putt-putt. We've got pickleball.
Wow. Pickleball's not really a lawn game, per se.
I said we had fun and games out there.
Okay, all right.
It is, you could
basketball.
Play it on the lawn,
yeah, I'm sure that you could.
So anyway, thanks for reading ahead to the question, Ron. I was thinking, you know, if you're at a barbecue or
go on.
Maybe you're at, you know,
maybe playing some horseshoes.
You're at the beach, something like that. What's your favorite lawn style game? I know what Haj's probably is.
Oh yeah. Let's hear it, Haj.
I mean, I do love playing horseshoes. If that's what you're
thinking
horseshoes
of. No, that is not what I was
thinking. I thought
you
were going to go beer saw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, beer saw. Sorry.
I don't think we have time on the podcast to get into the conundrum.
We have plenty of time.
That is beer saw.
Should we talk about it?
I want to know what it is. I don't know what beer
saw
is.
I want to bring beer saw to the masses. So.
Link to the
this
the
might
blog
be a
spot.
Perfect time for
is that the same as, like, Beer's Bees?
Alice Keys to hear about beer saw.
Beer saw is like a hyper-regional...
Very regional.
...drinking game.
Very specific to...
Ajir and his friends invented.
Granville, Ohio.
Granville.
In North London.
I will say I didn't come up with it, but some people I know did. And basically, beer saw is you're on two seesaws with, and you can cut all this out, Walt, by the way. but you're
a seesaw, like a child's, like, playground.
Well, it's
homemade.
Build your own. We're not going to ruin a kid's good time, like, at the playground. So we build our own. You know, it's like a it was invented at a children's playground in Akron, Ohio. But basically, you know, you've got teams of two. And the short version is you're drinking three beers between you and your teammate and making buckets in the opposing team's bucket. But you have to make three buckets. So,
And you have to stay balanced the whole
time. What was that?
You have to stay balanced the whole time.
That's correct.
What are you throwing in the buckets?
So you're throwing your crushed up drank beer can in the bucket.
Oh.
So you have to make three buckets total. So... Ideally, between you and your partner, you're drinking three beers.
But if you miss, that
means
you need to drink another beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
That's insane. Yeah.
It's really, really fun.
And this is all while balancing on a seesaw.
All while balancing on a seesaw, yes. And the seesaws are facing each other, so it's like they're like perpendicular to each other.
My favorite part of
it,
goes without saying, don't try this at home, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's only one way to do it, and that's by trying it at home.
Yeah.
But don't.
they don't, like, have these around. You got to try it at home.
But Land Grant didn't tell you to.
But don't. Don't try it at home.
My favorite part about the game, personally, is that after every game, win or lose, you have to hug the opponent.
You hug?
Yeah, you hug.
Slap on the back.
Yeah.
You know?
I could use a good hug. I'm ready to play.
It's a nice touch. Like, you know,
it's a gentleman's game.
It is a gentleman's game.
It's a gentleman's game.
Yeah.
It's not about speed. It's about fun.
It
sounds
fun.
Friendly.
Well, yeah. I like, my favorite was Beersby, where you have a can on top of like a PVC pipe in the ground.
That's a good game.
You throw in the Frisbee and hold the can.
Beersby and water. Great.
So do you call it Beersby? You call it Beersby.
In water.
I've also heard it being called Frisbeer.
Frisbee?
Frisbeer.
Frisbeers?
That could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
I'll say this.
Beersby.
Cornhole is overrated, man.
I was going to pick cornhole.
I'm kind of low on cornhole.
Call me old fashioned. I'm from the stir.
You know what's good is croquet.
Just kidding.
No, cornhole's great.
I like cornhole.
I play a lot of cornhole.
Bags.
Be hosting a cornhole tournament this summer, actually.
Everyone who's listening should come.
Jimmy Buffett Memorial Cornhole Tournament. So
first annual?
First inaugural. Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Memorial. Yeah.
Croquet is a true lawn game, though, right?
Like, that's like croquet.
Yeah. Like there's
yeah.
Yeah.
Croquet is fun.
You got it is fun. You're kind of quiet.
I'm going to go with, and I haven't actually played this in a long time, but growing up and in high school and all that, it was always my wiffle ball was my fave. A little wiffle ball action.
That's a deep cut. Yeah. I like that.
That is a good game.
Love wiffle ball.
I thought you were going to say that one game where it's like, is it ladders where you throw the string with the balls?
I've never played that.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
I've seen Hillbilly people golf doing or something that. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
And lawn darts, that's a lawn game.
It was until it got banned.
Lawn darts is banned?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Banned?
People were,
not allowed to play. Like, I'll get arrested if I play?
You probably won't be able to buy one anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Because, like kids were dying.
What are lawn darts?
Lawn darts.
I thought they were dying playing.
It's like, you don't know what lawn darts was? So, like, they were, like, long. Like, it was, like, a dart-shaped thing, but it was probably, like, a foot long with, like, a heavy metal tip.
Sharp.
And you would throw it underhand. You would have, like, a target, like, a little hoop out there. And you would throw it underhand high in the air, and it would come down straight and stick in the dirt, in the grass, that. And why, you would try and get it.
Why is it banned?
Well, you could see, like, how that could be dangerous.
You're throwing these things up in the air, and they were coming down and just, like, quite literally killing people. Children.
Oh,
and so they banned lawn darts.
Yeah, I'm anti-killing children. I don't want to play that.
I mean, I'm pro beer, it seems like it could be enjoyed safely, but
beer sells a good game. Yeah,
lawn darts. Off the market.
Huh.
Too dangerous.
I have a quick discussion topic if we want to indulge that real quick.
Dazzle. Well,
how this can we not? This podcast is all about indulging.
Okay.
Discussion topic.
I thought of this today when I heard
self-indulgence, some might say.
When I heard Dan wasn't going to be on the podcast because Dan's, you know, the
you
cat.
Saw this as your big moment.
So Dan's captain of the ship. You know, he says ahoy and all that. So he's gone.
That's what he does.
So.
Better hope he doesn't.
What
listen to
what other crew members would you consider ourselves? Like what?
Oh, like if Beers if and Brewers was a boat.
If this was a boat, which
then
it
we
is,
we're missing the captain.
It's a ship. Yeah. And Dan's the captain. I'm saying obviously,
but
he's gone
on vacation in France.
So who then is what? Is my question.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like to clean the poop deck.
Swabbing the poop deck.
You like to
per
clean
se.
Poop.
Yeah, you know, it's satisfying.
Man, what are the, like, what are the other?
I don't know. I thought Walt maybe might be like the harbor master.
Oh,
isn't there, there's like.
The harbor master. I like that. I was thinking, Ron, you're always hulking around kegs back there. Well, yeah. We both are. But, you know, so I thought maybe we could put you in charge of the big barrels of gunpowder.
Yes.
That you need.
That's yes. Cool.
The powder master.
The powder finger himself.
I don't know.
Powder master.
I don't know what I am.
There's like first mate.
You're like the cargo director.
The maps guy. The cartographer.
All right.
Turn left.
Logistics. What is the early form of logistics? What is that word?
I think it's just.
I don't know.
Moving, navigator.
Moving stuff.
Yeah.
The moving stuff.
The pilot.
I move stuff.
I freight.
Moves, yeah.
Freight.
Hauling cube.
Freightman?
Whole cube.
Freightman.
The freight man? The conductor?
Yeah, I don't know. Great question, though, Ron.
That is a good question.
Thank you.
You're what is yours again?
I'm swapping
the poop deck.
Poop deck swabber.
So like,
yeah.
You're like a first mate.
Yeah. Exactly. I like to keep the ship clean and organized.
Yep. Okay.
I'm the harbor
important
master,
job.
Of course. what does that mean? I just make sure all the boats.
Yeah, I think you control the harbor.
I like that.
Which, in my mind, begged the question of what Adam then would be. Because, like, what's above the harbor master?
Adam's definitely the guy running the lighthouse. Like, he's definitely the guy, like, turning the lights on. Like don't.
Does that mean, like, Dan can, like, perform weddings and stuff? Since he's the captain,
I think if you're
a captain or you're an officiant if you're a head brewer, you should be able to perform weddings.
Well, in the way that a captain can perform a wedding on a ship, I think you have to be on the ship.
International waters.
So, Dan could marry anyone that comes on the podcast.
I love that,
but it wouldn't be recognized in any country.
That's all right. Podcast land.
The harbor master would sign the wedding.
Co-sign.
Harbor the master's wedding, the witness.
The marriage license.
Good question, Ron. That was good.
I hope everyone at home enjoyed it.
Eric, you want to do a rundown on what's happening next week?
Oh, ooh, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, this is unexpected. But, yeah, I mean, I would love to.
Give me the rundown,
right, Jim. I wasn't prepared for this, but
I can do it. It's all written down.
Let's do it. So we've been working really hard and diligently here in the tap room to get the beer garden and tap room in summer condition for all the events we got going on. So the big one, the behemoth.
The big one.
Yeah, the big one is Jenny's Strawberry Jam. It's happening Memorial Weekend.
The Golden Tuna.
Moby Dick.
That will be a two-day event, the 25th and 26th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time. Lots of strawberries, lots of beer flowing, lots of special drinks that our head of production is concocting for us. Yeah, really looking forward to Jenny's coming back here to the tap room and beer garden. The Gravity Experience Park is open now for pickleball reservation. The Innovation Extension Bar will not be open until mid-May, but we are excited for that when it does officially open. You can still get beers at an outdoor bar over at the Gravity Experience Park if you do sign up for some pickleball. We have crew matches and F1 races happening this week as well, so please come down for those. It's a lot of fun. I was not an F1 person by any stretch of the imagination until I watched a race here in the tap room, and the vibes, you could say, are electric. And
what's the vibability, you think?
The vibability is like a 92. It's hot.
Yeah. It's like a 22.
Especially if you
can
come to one of the...
You've never even been.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever even been to an F1?
No.
Yeah, come then to one of the live ones. The replays are fun. Kosai Science Festival will also be happening, and we'll be doing tours of the brewery on the 3rd of May. So if you are interested in coming to hang out with the folks at Kosai and doing a tour of our brewery with Kosai, you can do so. You can register online for that, and that will be happening once again on May 3rd.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, I think Chris Helderman is going to be doing those tours. And usually with the Kosai ones, they do some kind of experiment back there too. So should be cool.
Science experiment.
I just realized we might get to podcast on my birthday. That could be fun.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be a blast.
That'd be a good one.
Wow. Can't wait. also, I want to give a shout out to a beer dinner we've got going down on the final day of April, April 30th, at the Pearl in the Short North. Head to the Pearl's website if you are interested in that. And then, as always, Ray Ray's and Mikey's are here through the weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Mikey's also here on Monday. Tortilla here on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the time being. And then we've got Trivia with Travis going down on Tuesdays, and Music Trivia, which is new, well, at the newish at the time of publishing. We had an awesome Taylor Swift trivia night here last night.
People came out for that.
And it was packed.
Was that music trivia or just trivia trivia?
It was music trivia.
Oh, wow.
For Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Every table was
focused. Like, it was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So they would play, like, samples of Taylor Swift songs, and you had to choose from a multiple choice selection of which song was. And it's also like a fastest finger thing, so if you answer quicker, you get more points.
Yeah. And it was Taylor Swift themed because her album came out the day of recording. It's not always Taylor Swift themed. It's usually sort of more just more general music. Know.
Sometimes
trivia.
It's Creed themed.
We should
whatnot.
Do a Fish one. Or a Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam just released a new album. Should we do a Pearl Jam themed?
Oh, is it 10 or Alive?
Those are old albums.
Yeah, I know. We don't need to worry about new Pearl Jam albums, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not. That's what I thought.
I don't think we need to be making big plans for a new Pearl Jam album. But, you know, I could be wrong.
When was the last Pearl Jam record?
Exactly.
Exactly. When 10 came.
It was Tuesday. Probably like 2 years ago. So always a lot going on down here. We'll have live music and more special events to come this summer.
You don't even need a special event to come down. I like to hang out sometimes in the quiet, and nothing's going on. It's just nice to hang out outside.
Is it ever quiet, though?
What's that?
It's never really that quiet here.
I use that.
You can find a quiet spot out there.
Today is kind of quiet. I'm looking outside right now. It looks quiet, but nice.
Quiet, but nice.
Yeah, you're
right. It's also only 4 o'clock.
You're right.
Come Thursday, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
You get some quiet, nice time. We'll maybe you'll even see us recording Beers of the Brewers.
Yeah.
Maybe if you have a question for us, you just ask
us right
to our faces.
Just check with the harbor master first.
Before we sweep you away from the poop deck.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to cover this week?
Got a big beer coming up next week, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Big time beer.
Big beer.
Yeah.
A well-loved favorite.
Huge beer.
Could have the... We haven't decided what Adam's title is yet. But
yeah, we'll try and get Adam on the podcast next week.
He's the lighthouse man.
Lighthouse manager.
Just make sure Ron is as far
he's
away
from
the
computer.
He's making
sure the ship doesn't crash.
On that recording.
Yeah, we're talking pool party next week. We'll try and drag Adam onto the podcast, get him out of retirement.
Should be too
hard. Because it's his favorite beer.
It's world famous Pilsner.
You hear the infamous Cool Club story. Can't wait.
Yeah, the infamous. Yeah.
A nice retelling of the Cool Club story once a year. It's like the night before Christmas.
Yeah, it's just like that. Yeah. All right. Let's shut this down.
We done here?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We've been going for 40 minutes somehow.
It's a big
good
one.
Length. That's good length.
All right. Well. Alice Keys, we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, everybody.
Later.
Tip your bartenders, of course.